Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Great America Show. It's an extraordinary moment in our history, an unprecedented attack against the Israeli nation, firing missiles, ballistic and guided missiles, rockets by the hundreds into Israel. And with an amazing result, that is 99% of those ostensibly were intercepted by the United Kingdom, the United States, by Jordan and the Israelis, and only 1% got through, and that 1% apparently doing no real damage, and there were no casualties that resulted. But nonetheless, it is an unprecedented attack, an attack that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the state of Israel cannot ignore. It's outrageous. And the Iranians started almost immediately trying to explain how this was a conclusive act and that Israel should not make the mistake of retaliating itself. Preposterous and nonsensical propaganda on the part of the Iranians, knowing perfectly well what they had done. And it is only by benefit of advanced technology in the hands of those fighter pilots and the commands from the UK, the US, Israel, and Jordan that there was not more damage, far more damage, and injury as a result. So we wait, as we will learn at some point, when Israel decides to retaliate. My own view is that they will. That's why I said when, not if. But this administration is hard to read. It is impossible to explain. And there are now reports that Joe Biden was actually guiding Iran during part of the assault on Israel. These are unconfirmed reports, but nonetheless reports. And given the perverse nature of the Biden regime's policies, foreign and domestic, one has no reason to question those reports other than journalistic obligation, of course. I am delighted to tell you that we have with us Gordon Chang. I consider him to be foremost among the Asia experts, foremost among the national security experts in this country. And Gordon, we're delighted to have you with us, and we appreciate your time. Let's very quickly turn to your impression of the performance, not of the Israelis or the UK and their Jordan, but the performance of the Biden administration itself in the run-up to this moment, and his absurd to me and inexcusable conduct as the commander-in-chief.
The broader context is that the world has fallen apart since the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021. We then had the attack of Russia on Ukraine. China and Russia are fueling insurgencies in North Africa that look like wars. And then, of course, the attack on Israel on October 7th and the spreading of that war throughout the Middle East. This is the result of Biden policy. One mistake after another has convinced Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, and others that they can take on the United States and the international community. And right now we have Biden trying to prevent Israel from retaliating from this horrible attack on Saturday. This is absolutely the wrong move. What Biden sort of thinks is that we're still in peacetime and that we can avoid escalation, but we're not. Escalation is a concern during peace, but Israel right now is involved in a total war. It's a war where the other side, Iran, has said it's going to destroy Israel. So we should be helping Israel win. I know that a lot of people think that that might be extreme, but the point is, we are now seeing China engage in proxy wars, wage proxy wars on three continents. And if we don't start defending ourselves with the vigor that is necessary, this is going to spread. One other point, Lou. In the late 1930s, there were separate wars around the world. They merged into what we now call World War II. We are seeing the same dynamic today, the almost irresistible momentum to global conflict.
I think that that is salient analysis and a absolutely one of the most rational conclusions one could extract from what we are witnessing around the globe, as you say. I think that's a terrific point. I also, at this moment in history, truly believe that the United States, and this, as I called it, a perverse regime under Joe Biden. We know he's a puppet president. He's compromised. He's cognitively impaired. He is no better. At most, he is a cardboard cutout, a figurehead, a puppet, but no better than that. Your sense as to who actually is running this country right now, and by that I mean making the national security decisions that mean life and death, war and peace?
I wish I knew the answer to that, Lou. You know, I think that as we see in the National Security Council and in the State Department, there are many people who are more loyal to Iran than they are to the United States. And that helps explain inexplicable decisions that Biden nominally made himself. So I think that we have really just not only disloyal elements, but people who are just totally misguided. But, you know, the one thing I know is we are seeing what's happening in the world. And if we contrast that with Biden's predecessor, there was peace for 4 years. And there were a lot of reasons why the Trump policies worked and the Biden policies didn't. So really, whoever is making those decisions, and I agree with you, it's probably not Biden himself. We see that this is creating the worst of all possible outcomes for us.
It is, and for the world itself. We're talking with Gordon Chang. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and when we do, we're going to take a look. As Gordon put it, we're going to take a larger look at what is happening in the world and why, because there is much to be considered and to try to reach some understanding of exactly where we're headed militarily, geopolitically, and of course, as a nation unto itself. We're talking with Gordon Chang. We're coming right back. Please stay with us. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared, and now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout.
Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with Gordon Chang, preeminent expert on Asia, national security. And I want to say, Gordon, that as we look around what is happening, this is an administration that has opened up a border 2,000 miles long to the south. We are watching an estimated almost 15 million illegal aliens have come into this country at Biden's invitation since he took the Oval Office. It is a remarkable national security issue, but it is also a national security issue to consider the state of our economy. Almost $35 trillion in national debt. We know that the deficit will be somewhere between $1.5 and $2 trillion this year. It was always said our economy was the foundation of our national security. And if that is the case, woe is us, because from every level, from within and from without, we're under threat. And by the way, when I say within, I'm also talking about the tens of thousands of Chinese nationals, males, military age, that have crossed that border and are now in the United States. For what purposes, we do not know, but we have to assume the worst, I believe, is true. And also decamped in northern Mexico, tens of thousands more of those Chinese nationals. Give us your sense of what you suspect these fifth columns that are rising up right now within the United States, whether they're the Chinese nationals, whether they are from various parts of the Middle East and associated with terror groups.
Many of the Chinese coming across our border look like they are here to attack us. Beijing is creating the infrastructure in the United States to attack us from our own soil. If we go back 2 years, primarily the Chinese migrants coming across our borders were family groups. In other words, desperate Chinese who would want to live in a free society. But these days, U.S. Border Patrol is reporting that at least 80%, probably around 85%, are of those that you described. They are military-aged males traveling in packs of 5 to 15 without family members. Some of them pretend not to speak English. We know that Border Patrol says that some of them actually have links to the Chinese military. And Lou, you know, at the end of January, there was a website, Defiant America, that posted images of Chinese migrants who had been in our country for less than 3 weeks, who came in with no documentation, no money. And what were they doing? They were taking target practice with pistols and, in one case, a sniper rifle. Now, these images come from a desert location, but Blaine Holt, who's a retired Air Force general who lives in Idaho, has said the same thing is taking place in his state. So we have to assume this is occurring around the U.S., which means that we have to assume the worst about these migrants.
There is no question. And why would one not assume the worst? That's the point of having a border. That's the point of having ports of entry and doing immigration and customs inspections as those people who are crossing that border come into our country. Only fools would be in the position we're in. And no bigger fool in the world exists than Joe Biden. We are watching this country. It's absolutely dissolving around us right now because of the decisions taken by the Biden regime. I can't call him a president because if I did, I'd have to say illegitimate president, because he has no business being where he is today. He was engineered into that job. We hope that we'll see an election this year that is not rigged. The world, how does it look at us now as we are our commander-in-chief refuses to even, as this conflict with one of our most important allies in the world, this conflict doesn't even merit a public speech by the president of the United States, ostensibly, the commander-in-chief.
You know, if we go back to, I think it was August of last year, Biden gave a speech to Democratic Party fundraisers in Utah, and it was closed to the public. And Biden actually said some things which I thought were quite realistic in terms of how dangerous China was. Mm-hmm. But Biden refuses to talk to the American people in the same way. And that is an abrogation of his number one constitutional duty, which is to protect the United States from foreign attack. You can talk to people in Asia, you can talk to people in the Middle East, and they are rooting for President Trump in the November election. And basically what they're saying, Lou, is that if Biden were to win, that people in Asia, people in the Middle East are saying they have no choice but to come to terms with China. In other words, they're going, these are traditional friends of the U.S., but they realize that they have no choice if Biden wins another term. So they're all rooting for Trump. And I think that that is certainly the way I see it, because we cannot afford another 4 years of what we have seen, which is the purposeful takedown of American institutions.
Anyone who would even contemplate the possibility of voting for a Marxist Dem in this moment in history is turning over the country to the Marxists, absolutely ending our constitutional republic. And then we can start to worry about all the rest of it. The fifth columns within, the threats from Russia and from China and Iran and around the world, the list goes on. It is, but that's where we are. Our national media is captured by the Marxist Dems, the oligarchs who are demanding that they ignore the right. They ignore the MAGA and America First, of course. And we have no response from our leaders, so-called. Speaker Mike Johnson, actually, Senator Paul said, this is a moment where we have a Speaker of the House that is governing exactly like a Democrat, and yet he was in Mar-a-Lago standing next to the President of the United States, both former and future. It's mind-numbing to watch what's going on.
Well, it certainly is. You know, just to go back to the conversation about purposeful destruction of the U.S., you know, if you go back to the September 11th deal of last year that Biden arranged with Iran, that was the release of certain individuals, as well as the unfreezing of, I guess it was $6 billion.
$6 billion for five hostages.
You know, and part of that deal, which hasn't gotten reported very much, is that President Biden actually gave clemency to five Iranian operatives, and mm-hmm. he allowed three of them, Lou, to stay in the United States. This is a hostile regime that talks about destroying America, and he's allowing their operatives to stay here. So it doesn't take very much imagination. We have the State Department is still providing security to State Department officials in the Trump era because they're worried about Iran assassinating them. And Biden allows these operatives to stay here. This, just to me, is incomprehensible.
What do you think of the reports? Unconfirmed, but they are reports, by responsible organizations, that Biden may have been actually giving guidance to the Iranians during the Iranian assault on Israel.
This would be part of Biden's appeasement of Iran, that he is working so hard to try to get them to do things his way, to see things his way, that he is empowering them. He empowered them with all that cash and in other ways as well. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, one thing, you know, we know from what his administration has done, and that is it has given Iran the means to attack Israel. And the reason why this is important, among other things, is because China stands behind Iran. Iran is China's proxy, and that means we are supporting a militant regime in Beijing that is attacking our friends and allies, and indeed the United States as well.
We're supporting China. We are supporting, incredibly, the Iranians against our ally, Israel, and trying to make make some pretense that any of this is rational. It is. This is the end of an era. It may be the American era, but it may be also the era of just utter madness. And that will depend on the outcome on November 5th. Gordon, as always, we thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. And thanks so much.
Gordon, thank you, Chang. Lou.
Gordon Chang, a great American and a brilliant national security analyst. And as I said, I think the foremost expert on Asian issues in this country. I want to say thank you for being with us here today. A lot of stress and strain for all of us as we go through these dark days because of the leadership in Washington, D.C. Make no mistake, that is the principal cause of all of our misfortune and a country that is, as I said, under some considerable stress. Our prayers go out to all of the Israelis, to the nation of Israel. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you for being with us.